Jason. Ray, how are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for coming out to our event at Reno's East on Thursday. Appreciate seeing you.
It was a great event, and it was really good to meet some of your fans and to say hi to you, and thanks a lot.
Well, Ray, tell us what's the latest in your efforts to meet and find some common ground with the new Rick Snyder administration?
Well, they are meeting, and they are have made met, I should say, that being the president of the UAW, Bob King, and I think the vice president and some other individuals at the international level, and are still waiting to try to get some frontline staff to sit down with the new governor or at least some of his representatives to help him understand and execute the duties of state government. And we're able and willing to do that.
How many employees do you represent, and what are their jobs?
Well, we represent approximately 17,000 state employees, and they're in all the departments. The two biggest departments for us, UAW Local 6000, is Department of Corrections and the Department of Human Services.
Well, let's talk about there are a lot of fears that the Rick Snyder administration is going to look to really cut salaries and benefits. Have you heard anything concrete to that?
Well, yes, we have. And as a matter of fact, today, Rick Snyder is going to release what he calls his balance sheet. And apparently it's going to show that the state cannot afford to pay for health insurance or at least provide the type of benefits that it has in the past, nor will it be able to continue to pay for, you know, retirement at the same level that it has again in the past. So I'm going to be interested to see what this balance sheet really does show. And I believe that around probably the 17th of February, he will release his budget. And at that time, we're really going to see some of the details. But you know, Tony, you know, the state employees, we already have made structural changes. We the majority of the state employees are in a defined contribution, meaning they have a 401k type retirement plan. And last April, during our last round of concessions, new employers hired pay 20% of their health insurance. So when you're talking about the state workforce, we already have made some structural changes. And really, we need more state employees. We're really doing the work of 3 and 4 people.
We're talking with Ray Holman from UAW 6000. He is our Bigby Coffee Big Guest of the Day, brought to you by your mid-Michigan area Bigby Coffee Shops. Ray, in dialogue that we have had here, I can remember a couple weeks ago, there was some hostile phone calls, if you will, thinking that union members, including UAW 6000, make more than they do in the public sector for doing the same work, have better benefits. There was a recent report in the Lansing State Journal that showed information that almost in every case, pay for union workers was higher than it was in the private sector. What's been your reaction to that?
Well, I will say this. You know, it is true. Generally speaking, if you have the if you're fortunate enough to belong to a union, you do make more money, and you know, and that's something that we're proud to tout. I mean, and that's the part of having collective bargaining. But when you talk about state employees, and you're talking about the management all the way down to the file clerk, it's not necessarily true, or I should say it's not true we make more than a private sector. When you look at educational level, we actually, state employees make less money than they do in the private sector. And, you know, there's different studies that prove that. I mean, the economist here in East Lansing, Dr. Charles Ballard from Michigan State, did a great study in 2008 that really detailed that. So I think what's going on is as the economy tanked, you know, a few years ago here in Michigan, you know, people are scared. But you know what? State employees realize that. I mean, our spouses have been laid off. We're upside down in our mortgage. We have adult children have moved back in the home. And we see it in our lobbies because the demand for state services has gone way up. And so instead of turning people against each other, You know, we want to work with people and provide the great services that we have for years and years, and we're going to do that in the future, no matter what happens.
Ray, the union seemed to have an image challenge. Have you ever thought about putting a campaign out there maybe to humanize who the people of the union are and what they do?
Well, you know what, Tony? You know, first of all, I want to thank you. You know, you have given me an opportunity to talk for state employees and for the UAW Local 6000. So, and again, that's why I really appreciate you coming out and meeting you last week in person. But, you know, there has been some talk about doing things like that. Of course, we don't have the big bucks that the corporations do, and, you know, there are some challenges. But I think the more opportunities that we're given, you know, like that you give me, we need to take advantage of that, because I think we do have a good argument, and we just need to have the platform to, you know, give our side of the story.
I recently had a conversation with someone who said that they thought that the unions were almost obsolete because they believe that if there weren't unions, the demand in the private sector would lead people to make what they make, and union members might save a little bit more money by not having to pay union dues. And it's not like it was 50, 60, 70 years ago where people were fighting for what they need to live and work. How would you react to that?
Well, I mean, you need to think about human nature. I mean, if the boss can get more work for less, you know, that's what the boss is going to do. And one of the fundamental principles of having a union is giving people dignity in the workplace, giving people a voice. It doesn't mean to take advantage, but it means being able to come to the boss as a group and negotiate the best wages possible. And I think that, again, people are scared, and maybe they perceive the union members make more money than others, and, you know, for example, state employees become a target. And, you know, right now, most people that belong to union work for the public service sector. And I think that there's some political leaders that see that, and they see their opportunity right now to beat up on the unions and to put that last knife in our back. And I think you're seeing that nationwide. So I think there's a real anti-union movement. But really, fundamentally, what a union does is it gives people a voice on the workplace so you're not exploited. And also, you know, what we are able to do, too, is to work with, let's say, somebody like Rick Snyder and show him a better way to run government, because we're the people that actually, you know, do the work. So, you know, there's also benefits.
Ray Holman is our Big B Coffee Big Guest of the Day, brought to you by your Big B Area Coffee Shops. He represents UAW 6000. Ray, we'll talk with you soon.
Hey, thanks a lot, Tony.